All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday, again in the red edition on page Reish Samech Beis. So coming towards the end of Perek Chavav, the end of the Sigas Yisharim. So the Ramchal writes, remember, yesterday we saw that the Ramchal made the fundamental distinction between Kedusha and between Tara. Tara, ultimately, again, the process by which one tries to minimize engagement in the physical, to whatever degree possible, avoid the physical. Whatever you need to engage, you'll engage, but all of it is begrudgingly. As opposed to Kiddusha, where essentially, according to Ramchal, a person makes himself into a mikdash, makes himself into a mishkan, so therefore anything that occurs within the confines of the mishkan or the mikdash, by definition, is kadosh. So remember again, eating is kadosh, everything is kadosh. So by definition, through Kiddusha, one need not avoid physicality because one literally has the ability to uplift physicality. He goes on, he says, Klalo shel davar. The general principle is, Inyan ha-Kiddusha hu, sheyihye ha-adam davei kol kach be'elokav. A person should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so intensely, ad shebishum ma'asa asher ya'asah, this is also very beautiful. What's the definition of Kiddusha? Definition of Kiddusha is Dveikos. What's the definition of Dveikos? Definition of Dveikos ultimately is a constant, ongoing, continuous clinging. This is actually very interesting, because this is also why the Torah Dafka uses the same lashon by marriage, right? Al ken yazov ish es aviv ve'imo v'davak be'ishto. So the Torah uses the same verb v'davak by marriage to cling, and v'davak tabo by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why that same verb? So ultimately, the Ramchal is going to say dveikus is a function of kiddusha. So we'll say here's the chilek. So what happens? What happens if a husband says to his wife, "Listen, here's the deal. I'm going to be a loving and attentive husband on Mondays, Wednesdays, and alternate Fridays." So what happens? Yeah. What happens? So we know very soon he'll be sleeping at a friend's house. Meaning you can't build a relationship like that. Either you're present in a relationship. This, by the way, is one of the major causes for Shalom Bayis problems. When people aren't present in a relationship, that they have wonderful times in which, again, they're very good and very attentive, and then they check out for other times. Maybe you have a situation where a spouse is willing to deal with that. That's certainly possible. But under general circumstances, to build a meaningful marriage, you have to be constantly attentive and constantly engaged. That's dveikus. The Ramchal says it's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to go ahead and have a meaningful relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. What's our problem? As I've said this before, if we really distill it down to the core, what's our challenge with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We say like this, God, I love you, and I know you love me, but the truth is, I'm just not ready to settle down. Let's see other people. I'm pretty sure you're my best friend. I'm pretty sure you're the one for me, but I'd like to play the field a little bit more before I really decide. That's our real core. The truth is, it's not the mitzvos. We can handle the expectations. Yes, they're challenging. And the truth is, we realize everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. At the end of the day, it's an issue of commitment. And says the Ramchal something amazing. You know what Kiddusha is? Kiddusha is Dveikus. And Dveikus means not just a casual encounter, a casual relationship, but Dveikus means that every single thing that I do is rooted in my relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. Davi kol kach be'elokav, I'm so davok, I cling so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'bishum ma'aseh asher ya'aseh. Every single thing that I do, lo yiparid v'lo yozuz mimenu yisbarach. He's describing a very high level. And by the way, this is why the Midah of Kiddusha is at the end of the Sefer, right? This is why this is the last piece of Mesilas Yisharim. Because remember, as we've seen, this Sefer is growing in progression and growing in spiritual intensity. As such, we're talking now about a state in which everything a person does, somehow, it enters into the arena of his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing I do in life that the Ribono Shel Olam is not a part of. Nothing I do in life in which my relationship with God is put on the back burner. Ad sheyoser yis'alu hadv... Now, we'll say, so that's difficult in and of itself. That's a great challenge. The positive byproduct of it is what? Ad sheyosar yisalu hadvarim hagashmiyim asher yisham shemu. This is actually very interesting. So Michal says, if I'm able to do this, then what comes out is the following. Every single thing that I do is rooted in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that every single thing that I do, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu present as part of it. Therefore, watch this. Therefore, it turns out that the Dvarim Gashmim, the physical things that I am engaged in, ultimately, go ahead, I'm able to lift them up. I'm able to elevate them more than they're able to bring me down. Now what does that mean? So it's like, by definition, every engagement in the physical, any engagement in the physical, comes with some level of risk. What's the risk? The risk is that my life is spent, all of our lives are spent, with a constant battle between the Ruchni and the Gashmi. Constant battle between physical and spiritual. Remember, that's how the Ramchal started. Life is a milchama. Constant milchama. What's the danger when you engage in something material or something physical? What's the danger? Right? That ultimately it shifts the equilibrium towards the material, right? I'm spending my whole life trying to maintain some level of equilibrium, some level of status quo between my spiritual and my material. When I have to engage in the physical, I run the risk of shifting the equilibrium and shifting everything towards the material. The Ramchal says something amazing. So again, remember, through the lens of Tara, the answer to that tension would be try to avoid the material as much as possible. In Kiddusha, something else happens. Because by definition, if my physical itself becomes a vehicle of connection between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if my material serves as a springboard for greater recognition of God in my world and in my life, then suddenly engagement in the physical need not shift the equilibrium in a negative way, because engagement in the physical will still allow me to maintain a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear this incredible chab? This is incredible, incredible idea. But remember, this presupposes that I'm able to establish a state in which I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I see Him in every aspect of my physical life and that He's present in every aspect of my physical life. He goes on. He says, therefore, it turns out that engagements in the physical will go ahead and cause a greater elevation. So therefore, we'll say, it could turn out, you could have a situation where an engagement in the physical could, bless you, could lift me up more than it potentially brings me down. We'll see, here, this is groundbreaking stuff. I mean, it's not new, but it's groundbreaking. This is an incredibly dramatically different way to look at life. The physicality need not bring you down as long as physicality is enjoyed in a framework of Kiddusha. What does Kiddusha mean? That I'm davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus. What does Dveikus mean? That every single aspect of my physical life functions as part of a relationship with God. That everything that I do has the Ribbono Shel Olam front and center, has Him present, and every single physical thing I'm able to justify and show how somehow brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'andam, zebihios, sichlo vedato kivuim tamid, bigdulaso yisparch v'ro musok tushaso. Well, so obviously there is a caveat to this. What's the caveat? As you said before, this entire process, meaning which is the process of Dveikos, the process of Kiddusha, the ability to engage in the physical and allow that physical to lift me up more than it brings me down, requires a mindset. That mindset is called Kiddusha. And what's that mindset? That a person's mind is constantly fixed on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the awesomeness of his Kiddusha. Ad shimotze ki'ilu hu mischaber l'malochem ha'alyonim mamish. This is an amazing statement. Until a person is able to come to the level, at least on a cognitive level, where he's like the malachim. Because what do the malachim do? How do malachim fill their day? So malachim, ultimately, their entire existence is filled with this mindset of the awesomeness and greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Granted, that's because they enjoy proximity to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, Odeo ba'olam hazeh, a person who is able to enter into the level of Kiddusha ultimately is able to have the same level of cognitive recognition as the Malachim above, about the awesomeness and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Because again, remember, all comes back to Dveikus, which all comes back to ultimately seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything in my life and relating everything in my life to God and ensuring that everything I do in my life brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Incredible idea. Let's go a little bit weiter. Kvar Marti. So Rambam said, I've already said, She'in ha'adam yachal la'asos bazen mitzido. Now, remember again how we started this chapter? So Perek Chavav started with the fact that the acquisition of Kiddusha is a twofold process. How so? Part one is what? Part one is what? Hishtadlus. My avoda, my hishtadlus. Part two ultimately is the ribono shel olam helping me out. I can't do this on my own. Shabbos say, is makes absolute sense. And why does it make absolute sense? Well, besides what Ramchal said, it makes sense. But the idea ultimately is because here I'm being asked in certain respects to go against and to defy certain aspects of my spirituality. Therefore, the Ramchal says, therefore, the Ramchal says, I start this process, but ultimately then I need the Ribono Shel Olam to step in as well. Kvar marti she'en adam yachol la'asos bazeh mitzido, ela lehis o reba davar lishtadel alav. I've already said before that all man can do in the process of Kiddusha is to begin the process. Rabbi said the truth is, if we're honest with ourselves, it's not just true with Kiddusha, it's true in life in general. The only thing you really have control over in life is your Bechira. You have choice. You have control over the choices you make. Even the execution of those choices is not fully within your hands, right? Because again, remember, the ability to execute anything depends on the Ribono Shel Olam. In any event, Ramchal says the beginning process of the acquisition of Kiddusha or the actualization of Kiddusha is Mayishtadlos. V'zeh, acher shekvar yimotsu bo kolamidos hatovos, shezacharnu adhina mitchilas hazihiros v'adiras chet. Remember again, here's the other piece to this. And this perhaps is the most challenging aspect. Ramchal says, everybody wants Kiddusha. But understand, if you want Kiddusha, you want Perek Chavav, you want that. In order to get to Perek Chavav, where do you have to start? Perek Aleph. That's why I understand that Ramchal said, we learned this in his introduction, that the power of Mesilas Yesharim is to learn it over and over and over again. Because there's a lot of information that's contained in here. But I only get to the end of the Sefer, I can only be Kaddosh if I go through all of the steps, beginning with Zihirus, and working my way through all of them. He goes on, he says, Vishahari im harishona chaseros mimenu. Because we'll say, if the first steps are deficient, hareze kizar ubalmum. This is incredible, we'll say. If a person doesn't have the first steps that we described, then a person is like a zar, like we'll discuss this in just like a non-kohen, ubalmum, someone who's blemished. Shnei amarbo, v'zar lo yikrov. Right, to both say, remember the halacha is by kohuna that a non-kohen may not do the avoda, but better illustrated, let's say you have a kohen with a mum. Let's say you have a kohen who's an amputee. So what's the halacha? He may not do the avoda. But both say, understand the incredible power of this comparison. Does a kohen with a blemish have kiddushas kehuna? Does he have the sanctity of the kohuna? Absolutely. But there's something missing that doesn't allow for the full actualization of that kiddusha. The Ramchal says that's what happens if I don't go through the steps as enumerated in this sefer. I have the kiddusha, but what's the problem? I can't actualize it in the right way because I have not taken it as well. So it's an incredible, incredible yisod. We each have the ability to become kiddushim. Just the difference is, in order to, as often I'm walking through life as a balmum, I have all the necessary ingredients, but there's something there that's preventing the actualization of those ingredients. And often, it's the unwillingness to take all of the steps beforehand. Let's just finish this section. But after one prepares themselves with all of the steps that we've spoken about until now, so and a person is willing to go ahead and engage in the process of Dveikus and to constantly contemplate the awesomeness and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yafrid atzmo me'inyanei achor ma'at ma'at, a person will begin to pull away a little bit from the physical world, because we must remember, we're going to see this more, I guess, on Friday, that even though the Ramchal said that through Kiddusha, you have the ability to uplift the material, the Ramchal is not saying, therefore, dive head first into the material. Meaning you still have to establish a healthy equilibrium, a healthy relationship. It's just whatever you do have in the material, you have to relate to in a holy way. Therefore, I will say that Ramchal says the recipe for Kiddusha is I have to go through all of the steps that we've enumerated until now. Once I've gone through all of the steps, then again, I want to engage in a sense of Dveikus, constant, continuous commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, contemplation of the awesomeness and greatness of God, seeing God in all the physical details of my world, and making sure that everything that I do somehow connects me and roots me to Him, a recognition of His awesomeness and greatness, a sense of moderation with physical or material enjoyment in this world, but taking all that I do enjoy and making sure to uplift it. All of these together, the recipe for ongoing Kiddusha. But we'll stop over here at Reish Samaki. We'll pick up with this on Friday. Shkoyach.